And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:37, up 4.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:60, down 0.5 on the open. March 8:61, down 0.5. May 7:68, down 2. July 5:88, down 4 on the open. September corn opened at 3:39 1/4, down 0.5 on the open. December 3:55 1/2, down 1. March 3:71 1/2, down 1.5. May 3:82, down 0.5. July 3:91, down 0.5. September 3:96 1/2, down 1. December 4:03 1/2, unchanged on the open. September beans opened at 9:26, up 1 on the open. November 9:38, down 0.5. January 9:53, down 3/4. March 9:63, down 1 3/4. May 9:67, down 1 1/4. July 9:75, up 0.5 on the open. September soybean meal opened at 254.80, up 60 on the open. October 255, down 50. September soybean oil opened at 38.85, down 2 on the open. October 38.98. up 3. At the Merck, October live cattle open at 94.75, up 2.5 on the open. December 98.75, down 25. February 120, down 17.5. April 130, down 22.5 on the open. September feeders open at 116.65, down 20 on the open. October 116.80, up 10. November 117, down 17.5. January 115.25, down 25 on the open. October lean hogs open at 65.60, up 40 on the open. December 68.40, up 40. February 71.40, up 37.5. April 72.12.5, unchanged on the open. And February pork bellies open at 87.40, up 17.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
What's the wheat market trying to tell us by being limit up on, I guess it was on Tuesday, limit down on Wednesday, and now down in the December contract 17?
Well, it's telling you that at least the price action anyway is telling you that the fundamental picture has deteriorated here this week. My guess is that, you know, looking at the weekly export sales number that we saw here and the buying that occurred early in the week, that we maybe had kind of a panic type top. A lot of world buyers came in and bought the wheat, fearing that it was going to go higher yet. We had a lot of talk about the Australian wheat crop maybe falling back as low as 15 million tons. We had an awful lot of bullish news early in the week, and so I kind of think probably what we had here is some end users coming in here and buying this thing and have got their needs covered, and now we've kind of lost some of the buying underneath the market.
And does that suggest to you that finally the top that we're looking in might be in place?
Well, using the word finally, is I don't. those are the kind of words you don't really use in market analysis. The key here, I think, we are seeing some early follow-through from that reversal down. but we've only traded here for 25 minutes or so today. See where we're at the end of the day, and then see what happens probably tomorrow. We're down for the week, I think, maybe by a few pennies. We'll see how whether or not we finish lower for the week. I think that would be kind of key. But as much emotion as the market had yesterday, clear across the board, a day of consolidation, a day of setback is not uncommon after the emotional trade that we had yesterday.
Look at the technicals in the corn chart. We've been moving sideways for the better part of 2 months, although if you look at a weekly chart, we've really been wedging into a point, and some folks had thought yesterday news of a higher yield number might give us another break to the downside off the longer downtrend. Didn't happen.
Well, it may eventually. We don't know that. I think yesterday's strength in corn had a lot to do with people unwinding their long wheat, short corn spread, and that when wheat went limit down, anybody that was in that long wheat, short corn spread, I think then they came in and liquidated their short over in corn. So that kind of help the corn market maybe post some stronger gains than it may otherwise would have. Technically, we're still in a broad-based sideways trading range. The way I look at December corn, we're kind of in the midpoint of that trading range here in this 350 area. So chart-wise, I think December corn needs to go on up through the lower 370s before you would really call it a major shift in trend to something to the upside, or we go down below 325, 324 before you call it a shift to the downside.
Aren't we looking for a cycle low off of your analysis, and as well as perhaps seasonal lows the last 2 weeks in September?
Well, there's a shot. I mean, the corn market follows a 10-week pattern. Sometimes it shrinks into like a 7-week. It's a little unclear whether or not we can maybe turn the thing up in 7 weeks or not. There's a shot at it. But like I said, there's nothing really in the technical picture other than we're basically sideways. Seasonally, the last 2 weeks of September is probably about as strong a down as you can get in the charts for corn and or soybeans. The thing that I'm watching is whether or not the market can hold up against that seasonal downdraft. If it can, then that would be a strong signal that maybe we got an October, November rally coming at us.
Give us your soybean analysis. New contract highs were made yesterday, and already people are suggesting that that might be a high in place until we get a better handle on the yields.
Well, chart-wise, I like the soybeans. Depending upon how you want to draw your patterns, you could almost use last week's trading range, at the midpoint of last week's trading range of 905, maybe as the halfway point of a move. Measured off of the 805 low that was posted like August 16th, shortly after the last crop report, but that was done on outside market forces, would suggest that maybe there is a shot up at the 10-10-05 area. I think if there's anything a little disappointing in yesterday's trade action, is that we didn't maintain a close above 950 after we punched above it. So I think technically an inside day today is no big deal. Probably the key will be how we finish out the week tomorrow.
And what kind of number would you like to see on the week?
Well, I like to see a close above 950. I think a close above 950 would begin to open up the door that maybe we do have another 50 cents up or so in this beans, but that'll a lot depend upon kind of yield. We'll start hearing some yield numbers here. We are hearing a few, but the bulk of them are still another week away or so.
Has the market begun to turn itself yet in the corn from a supply side to a demand side mindset?
Well, my guess is it's always been in a demand side. And I think that's probably why the market hasn't done a whole lot. I mean, we've found some pretty good support here in December futures at 3.25. We've been tracking sideways. I think the market is just waiting to see how the grain trade handles this big crop and what kind of problems we get into as far as transportation, as far as storage goes. I think that's probably more so than anything. We do have strong demand. We're going to use it up, but we don't use it all up in one day. It takes 12 months to use it up, and we harvest it all within a 60-day window. So, you know, we do have that funneling effect, and I think that's what the trade is kind of sitting back and waiting to kind of see how all that works out here over the next 30 days.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, market analyst for ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says sunny, highs from 77 to 83. Tonight in northern Illinois, increasing cloudiness with a chance of scattered showers arriving after midnight. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.